Hi, I'm Eleanor Kinnear, Family Minister for New Life Christian Church. Not only has God blessed me with three wonderful children and three grandchildren, but I am so blessed to be able to share in the spiritual growth and development of your child and family as well. I have the honor to partner with you to help your children discover Christ, develop a meaningful relationship with Him built to withstand worldly views, and share the good news of God's love with the world around them. Our role in children's and family ministry is to encourage and empower Christ-centered families, to support you and your family and help your faith survive and thrive in today's challenging environment. Let me ask you a question. Why are you parents? Think about it. If you said because we felt like it was a good time to start a family, well, you're really half right. You see, families were God's idea, beginning in Genesis. God created man, and then in Genesis 2:18, the Lord said, "It is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." And he blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in number." And he spoke prophetically of salvation that would come through the seed of a woman. That's Jesus. Later, after the flood, when he wiped out all of humanity except for a chosen few, he reiterated his plan to Noah and his sons. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. God continued his plan when in Genesis 21 he chose Abraham and miraculously gave him a son in his old age. From the beginning, we were called to be the hands and feet of the Savior to come and raise generations of children who would honor God and share his love so that everyone would come to know him and glorify him. So, when you decided to start a family, it was by God's grace that he blessed you with a child, and that child is a gift from God. We're called to be intentional Christian parents, not just parents who happen to be Christian. Christian parents follow the model of Jesus in his words, ways, and commands. We need to be good stewards of the gifts we've been given, our children. In Matthew 19:14, Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." If we're not careful in our Christian parenting, we could hinder our children from hearing and following Christ as Scripture guides us. Our hearts, even as young kids, long for Christ, yearn for Him. And Jesus says, "Let them come. Don't hinder them." This can often be revealed in the decisions we make for our kids when they're younger, prioritizing sports over attending church, swim or dance class over Bible study, television over family mealtime. Putting Christ first in our lives starts with us as parents. We need to hear Him, follow Him, and put our faith into action as an example for our children who are watching us all the time. And then, we need to help them hear how Christ is leading them and help them follow Him as well. God's plan for parents is that we would take responsibility for the spiritual development of our children, not leave it to the leaders at church who see them 1 hour a week. 1 Samuel 1:27-28 says, "I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. So now I give him to the Lord for his whole life. He will be given over to the Lord." That's what we're called to do as parents, but the world would have us think otherwise. Many families today are in trouble because they haven't put Christ at the center of their lives and their homes. Parents haven't accepted the responsibility of teaching their children about their Creator, their identity in Christ, and fostering that relationship between their children and their... Am I saying that as parents we just sit back and hope our kids will turn out the way God intends? Absolutely not. We have a big job as parents, but take comfort knowing that God is in control. When we consider and trust that God is on His throne and we raise our children to trust in Him as well, our prayers for our children may look a little different. Rather than praying that your child becomes a dentist or lawyer, you may pray instead that God reveals His plan for your child's life, and that they will be open to receive God's leading and fulfill His will for their lives. All right, on to the second point. Remember that God made you parents. under God's hierarchy for families and His authority, you are in charge. God made us leaders over our children so that we can encourage them, guide them, teach them, and yes, discipline them as our Heavenly Father disciplines us, even as adults and parents. You have years of experience and wisdom. Use it. You are not doing your kids a favor by saving them from the consequences of life and bad choices. I found this great quote. We strive to give our children all of the advantages the world has to offer and motivate them to make the most of available opportunities and resources. But unless their spiritual life is prioritized and nurtured, they're going to miss out on much of the meaning, purpose, and joy of life. Can you relate to that? I certainly can. Proverbs 13:24 says, "Whoever spares the rod hates their children, but the one who loves their children is careful to discipline them." Hear that. When we don't lovingly and consistently correct our children the way God corrects and disciplines us, we actually are not being loving to them. Now, you'll have to discuss as a couple how you will discipline, what boundaries to set and consequences for actions, spanking or not spanking, but the Bible gives us clear instructions. Discipline is not an option as Christian parents. We have some great parenting resources and classes at New Life to help you teach your kids first-time obedience, to help you learn the balance between correction and permission, and the biblical reason behind the need for discipline, such as honor, respect, patience, and self-control. It's about parenting their hearts, not just disciplining behavior. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks at their heart. By teaching our kids biblical principles to live by and developing their character, not just good behaviors, they become more like Christ. Jesus followers, and your job will be much simpler. With your careful discipline and biblical explanation and correction, they'll learn the why behind the rule, and it will be predictable and consistent because it comes from the Bible. So, for example, the Bible teaches children to honor their mothers and fathers, and learning that at an early age, hiding that word from God in their hearts, they will be less likely to dishonor you by talking back and not following instructions. You know, it's easy to punish a child. It's much harder to discipline. Discipline makes them wise, and wisdom is what they need to do battle in our antichrist society. There are lots of things in the world today that will influence your children. School, the media, their friends, video games. But you have the responsibility to teach them the truth and protect them as you do when you strap them in their car seats or hold their hands when crossing the street. Teach them discernment, to explore the world around them, but not to accept everything the world tells them as the truth. The Bible is the only truth. The world will be working against you. So put on the armor of God and fight. Fight for your child's heart and win them for Christ. Teach them about sin and grace and reconciliation through your daily living and your discipline. Speak about God's commandments and impress them on your children all the time. You are the parents, and your children have been entrusted to you by God. Don't leave their eternity to chance. Lead them. Correct them in the ways of the Lord. Fight for their hearts. Finally, remember that your family began with the two of you, husband and wife, creating one union as God designed. Psalm 127, 3-5 says, "Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from Him." And they are, but the two of you are the nucleus of your family. Your children are wonderful, amazing additions to your home, but they are not the family. In Raising Kids God's Way, one of the parenting classes New Life offers, the author notes, "You'll never be a better parent than you are a spouse." Your spouse comes first. Sadly, 8.2 years is the average length of marriage today. Don't sacrifice your marriage on the altar of parenting. Children need the security of a mother and father who love each other and teach and model for them a healthy husband and wife relationship, complete with the ups and downs of day-to-day life with Christ in the center. Times will get tough in your marriage, especially with the demands of a new baby and added family responsibilities, but put your marriage first, always. Trust God and remember His promise to prosper you and your family if you trust in Him and have faith in Him. Ephesians 5:23 says, "Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as you do to the Lord." And Ephesians 5:25 says, "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave Himself up for her." A healthy marriage based on God's truth and leading will bring honor to God and your family. By participating in this parent commitment workshop, you're taking an important step in beginning the spiritual formation of your child. But did you know that 85% of parents believe that they have the primary responsibility for the moral and spiritual development of their child? Yet 66% of those same parents admit to handing off that responsibility to their churches. As I said earlier, at New Life, the role of Children's and Family Ministry is to partner with parents along that path. We offer support and resources to help you build a strong spiritual family unit, marriage mentoring, Celebrate Recovery, parenting classes, and much more. But I also would encourage you to establish some routines in your home and in your family that become part of your family's expression of faith. In our home, for instance, we gave our kids allowances, not as a reward, but to help them learn about stewardship. We taught them that 1/3 of their allowance was to be given back to God as offering, 1/3 went to savings, and 1/3 was to be spent however they wanted to spend it. What routines or activities will you establish in your home to help teach biblical principles and develop your children spiritually?